And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out to friends of the show, Ray Boulay and Vanessa Miranda, who have just been cast as Judas and Mary in Fighting Chance's upcoming production of Jesus Christ Superstar. Look out for it in August. We got T-Bird Sports again this weekend on the Thunderbird Radio Network. Women's hockey tonight at 7 and men's basketball tomorrow at 7. They won't be on the air, but you can hear them live on the web at CITR.ca. Here on the radio, we got Eleanor and Erica next with Femme Concept and Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig.
Breaking news! Shindig 31 comes to a conclusion!
For over 30 years, the Shindig Finals have offered some of Vancouver's best local bands great prizes and the chance to become champions. Shindig 31 will come to its conclusion this Friday, February 6th, at the Hindenburg.
Experience.
Extra planetary experiential beat jazz.
Skim milk.
Fusion, duality, rock technique.
Steel Creek Murder.
The
the hunger and freshness of youth.
Give me that feng shui. I just want some of that feng shui.
So come out to the Hindenburg this Friday, February 6th. Bring your best formal wear and be a part of Shindig history.
Uh-huh, baby girl, lay it down for me.
Thank you. All right. You are tuned into Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The last track you heard was a song called Heavenly Days by the band Rose Windows from Seattle. That is off of their 2013 album, The Sundogs. A little bit of a throwback, but I wanted to play it because they just recently announced that they are putting a new record out on Sub Pop, which they posted a test pressing of it on their Facebook. So hopefully in the next few months, we'll be able to listen to some of the tracks from that. Really, really exciting. And then before that, it was the track You Trip Me Out by the Betrayers. Sorry. They're from Edmonton, and that was off of the album Let the Good Times Die.
So there's a reason that we're playing this certain type of music, this certain genre of music, and why our show is called Femme Concept.
It's true.
And the reason being is because we play 100% female content on this show from 1 to 2 on Fridays. We are the only show currently that is doing so as well on CITR. And Femme Concept is defined as there's four categories, and two of those four categories have to be fulfilled. So it has to be composed by a female. A female performs in the band, produced by a female, or lyrics written by a female. And I guess that extends to those who identify as female, so
yes.
Not just biologically female. That is what we play, and that is why we play it, and we think it's important to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we do. To carry ourselves along today, we are going to play two bands that have shows coming up this week.
Mm-hmm. They're both playing tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, okay.
Yes.
Cave Girl and Dead Soft. I'm not exactly certain on the information of the event. Eleanor, do you have that?
Yes, they are playing with Spring. It's Spring's homecoming show.
Right.
Spring is a great band also, but it's not FemCon, so they're all playing. We won't be playing that, but you can go hear them play tomorrow night at the Hindenburg. It's an early show, and they've got Cave Girl and Dead Soft opening up for them, so it's a stacked bill, but it's going
to
be really good.
Yeah, awesome, great Vancouver bands to start off. Just to start off that next set here, we're going to play the song called Bad Times by Cave Girl.
put me on a pedestal, I'll only disappoint you.
Hello, you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. Today is Friday. The time is 1:37 p.m. You are listening to Femme Concept. My name is Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
And we are a show that only plays female content. Femme Con. That is our style. Also, sweet words from Courtney Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
Put you on a pedestal and I'll only disappoint you. That last song was called Pedestrian at Best, a song that she just released yesterday. She is releasing an album, full-length album, on March 16th, 2015.
It's got a great title. Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit.
That's so true. Can't really go wrong with that. That's pretty true. This song was just released yesterday, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm.
So great, great artist to look out for.
Yeah, that one sounded louder than a lot of the stuff on her last record, so should be good.
Mm-hmm, totally. It is a little bit louder, but awesome. And then before that, we played Dead Soft, who's a Vancouver band. The song we played was called Everything off their self-titled album, Dead Soft. And before that, we played Cave Girl, and their song was called Bad Times. And Cave Girl and Dead Soft are opening up for
Spring tomorrow night
at the Hindenburg.
Yeah. So,
two awesome Vancouver bands to check out. Mm-hmm.
We got about 20 minutes left.
Something like that. Yep, 20 minutes left. And we're going to continue to play some tunes. Also kind of give you an update about what we're expecting next week, mm-hmm. on this show as well. I'm in this super intense phase of the Smiths right now, which I do acknowledge is not FemCon. It's actually totally MaleCon.
MaleCon.
But I can't get enough. MaleCon. I'm just loving it to death. So I did some exploration, aka listened to a songs a playlist, which is already compiled of things that sound similar. Regardless, I went out there and found this playlist. And found a bunch of bands that sound like the Smiths that do have female musicians who are actually heading a lot of the bands, and they are kind of influenced by that British rock of like late 90s or like even early, mm-hmm. 80s style. So the band that I'm going to play next is called the Eilers Set. Eilers being like aisle, like in a grocery store or whatever. And the song I'm going to play is called Hit the Snow from their album The Last Match, which is from 2000.
Thank you. Satan sucks, but you're the best. Holy smokes, you passed the test. When I'm with you, I feel blessed. Chinchilla. Satan sucks, but you're okay. Since you came, troubles had all fallen out the window. Satan sucks, but you're divine. Sitting pretty by my side. My oh my, a chinchilla.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
AMS Events presents The Last Band Standing.
This is UBC's official Battle of the Bands. This is your chance to showcase your talents in a three-stage competition. Enter now at ams.ubc.ca/events or via the AMS Events Facebook page.
Could you be the last band standing?
Hello, hello. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. Whoa, that was my, like, super radio voice.
Right. It was really good.
Thanks. The song that you just had heard was called My Chinchilla by the band Cub, which is the first band to have been signed to Mint Records. They're a great, great band. I guess that deemed the term cuddlecore, as
yes.
Eleanor told me.
Yeah.
Don't think I've heard cuddlecore around at this time.
No.
That song.
Let's bring it back, though. It's great.
93. Year of birth.
Yeah.
Well, my year of birth.
Not mine. Close, though.
Close. And before that, I played Beat Happening. That's the name of the band. And the song was called What's Important off of their self-titled album, Beat Happening, from 1983. They're a band out of Olympia, Washington, kind of along the same line as the Smiths, as I had spoken earlier about my love for.
Yeah.
And then before that, played the Eilers set, and the song was called Hit the Snow off of their album The Last Match from 2000. So got that Smiths vibe going on.
Some older stuff.
Some nice. Older stuff. Yeah, we started too. Off in the present age, and we got historic up in here.
Yeah, so. It's good. So much music all the time being released. It's nice to...
I know. And actually, like, a new window of music, like, exploration and finding has been through these, like, new apps like Songza and Spotify. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't use them direct, like, myself, but other people use them. And just, like, related music to this that you like, you can just search, and then it has all the, like, things all synced together.
Totally.
It's just awesome. It's a good way to find stuff out that otherwise you might not find. It's hard to find on the internet anyways. Yes. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we have about 10 minutes left on the show today. I'm going to we have a few exciting weeks coming up here on Femme Concept. Next week, we will be joined by Kelly G, who is one of the organizers for UBC V-Day, the Vagina Monologues here at UBC, which is happening from February 11th to 14th, I believe. Yeah, there's going to be lots of different kind of monologues and plays and performances and things like that. You can buy tickets online now. You can look them up on Facebook, UBC V-Day. And the organizer who's coming on to chat with us has helped put together a memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer, which all the money raised from the ticket sales for that event are going towards SASC here at UBC, Sexual Assault Support Center, Women Against Violence Against Women, WAVO, in the Downtown East Side, and the Downtown East Side Women's Center. So really great stuff, lots of cool stuff happening here. So we're really excited to have Kelly on and to talk to her about the Vagina Monologues. And then the following week, International Radio Day, we are probably, very likely, going to have Robin Iwata on the show, who is one of the original members of Cub.
Which is a band we just played, which is so starstruck styles.
Yes, it's going to be great. She's a CITR Discorder alumni, so we'll be talking to her about all sorts of things, and you should definitely tune in. And as well, you should stay tuned in this afternoon to hear Radio Zero from 2 to 3:30, and then Nardwar 3:30 to 5, and then the news
at 5.
Yes.
All right.
What are we ending with, Erica?
So to end off this gorgeous day, and we are going to play a band called Heavenly, which are another old British pop, well, British rock, early 80s band. Well, actually, arguably, this came out in 1991, so it's actually not early 80s, but early in the 90s. Same time of music where that sound was coming out, you know, that sound. Mm-hmm. And this song is called Boyfriend Stays the Same. Have a good weekend.